Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Good morning and good afternoon and good evening. Welcome. Welcome to the third installment of the book called The Guide. The Guide of the Path to God through the Religion of Islam in the Sufi Way, Teaching, Stories, and Descriptions of the Life of Sheikh Muhammad Sayyid al-Jamal al-Rafai. We're currently on page 34. This particular recording is shorter, and it's going to list the silsila of the guide, which is the lineage, all the names. The chapter before that is called Notes on the Life of the Guide, and then we'll close. Let's open with the Fatiha and invocations. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله إبراهيم رسول الله موسى رسول الله عيسى رسول الله عليهم صلاة Page 34 is where we'll start. Notes on the Life of the Guide. The Shadaliya Way was founded by Abul Hasan Ali Ashaduli, 593 or 1196 CE to 1258 CE in Western terms. 1196 to 1258. He was born in Egypt in the 13th century. After some time, it spread. Actually, the way was founded in Egypt in the 13th century. After some time, it spread from Egypt to North Africa and to Morocco. From there, it was taken to Tunis, where it continued to thrive for a number of years. And after that, the order of Allah brought it to the Holy Land of Palestine in the early 19th century. This was when Sheikh Ali Nur Eddin Ash-Shruti came to settle in Acre, on the coast of Palestine. He built a zawiya for his followers and founded a teaching center in Halab, Aleppo, in Syria. Our guide, Sidi Sheikh Muhammad Sayyid al-Jamal al-Rifai Ash-Shaduli, was born in Tulkarm in the Holy Land in 1935. He is descended in his spirit from the line of the Shadaliya and in his body from the line of Sheikh Ahmad al-Rafai. Both of these lines lead back through Sayyidina Hussein to Ali ibn Abi Talib to the Prophet Muhammad. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of them. His home and his zawiya is on the Mount of Olives in the holy city of Jerusalem, where he has lived since 1957. He is the inheritor of the Shaduli line through his spirit from Sheikh Abdurrahman Abu Rusaya Halab of Halab in the land of Syria of the Shaduli Yashruti line. He, may Allah be pleased with him, tells us that when he was a child of not more than 7 years old, he met for the first time his spiritual master, Sidi Muhammad al-Hashimi al-Tilmisan, who lived in Syria. His spiritual master knew and loved his grandfather, the Sheikh of the Rifai'i way, and often traveled from Halab in Syria to visit his friend in Tokarm. His grandfather, who loved him dearly because he was a special holy child, knew that he himself was not his spiritual master, but that his friend, the guide of the Shadduliya way, who lived in Syria, was the child's true teacher and his father in the spirit. Our guide, Sidi Sheikh Mohammed, continued to live with his parents and his grandfather in Tokarm as a child, and he went to school with all the other children around him. He was clever and learned everything that the school could teach him. He says, "When I was a child, I do not remember playing with the other children, but I liked to sit by myself and to remember Adhikar. Yes, I liked to be alone, but not alone." When he had completed his schooling in Tulkarm, he left his native town and moved to Amman, Jordan, where he began more formal religious studies. But after a short time, he joined his master in Syria and studied in Damascus. Later, he went to Baghdad for further studies, and it was from there he came to Jerusalem in 1957 and became the guide after the death of his master, the guide and sheikh. After the death of his master, the guide and Sheikh Abdurrahman Abu Risa, in 1973. Today, Sidi lives in the holy city of Jerusalem on the Mount of Olives, and for many years has been a teacher in the holy mosque of Al-Aqsa, which is linked for all Muslims to the holy house in Mecca in the tradition of the night journey of the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salam. The Sheikh was a judge in the Islamic courts of Palestine, a counselor, and also the overseer, an appointment which he held from the government of Transjordan, but he is now retired. By his hands and leadership, the sacred precinct The Sheikh was a judge in the Islamic courts of Palestine, a counselor, and also the overseer. An appointment which he held from the government of Transjordan, but he is now retired. By his hand and leadership, the sacred precinct has been preserved in the face of many efforts to destroy it. In 1974, the Sheikh, may Allah be pleased with him, set up a zawiya for seekers coming from Western countries to study the Sufi path in the religion of Islam. He became well known to many people both in Palestine and in other countries around the world, and he's often appeared on television, has been interviewed by reporters, commentators, wanting to reveal what goes on in the territories occupied by Israel since 1967. He has also given many interviews to newspaper reporters from countries all over the world, especially from Europe and the United States. But more notably, he is well known and loved by the local people of Palestine, whom he has helped spiritually and in their material lives for many, many years, and by his many thousands of students who love him dearly, those who used to travel to Jerusalem and meet him from all over the world, and those to whom he has traveled in the United States and England since 1994, setting up many spiritual communities so that the message of Allah is easily heard, and the path that leads to the truth is illuminated. Nowadays, there is no part of the world that is not in turmoil and distress, and it is the will of Allah that His word, which is the message carried by His prophet, and the message of the guide, reaches every country and every people, wherever they might be. The voice of the guide is the voice of the majesty, wisdom and mercy, speaking to the people to guide them to His path, because this is the time in which the world awaits the rightly guided one, Al-Mahdi, who will lead the whole world into peace, love, mercy, and justice in the same manner in which the Prophet Muhammad, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, did for the people of his time. Our Shaykh knows how to be a spiritual leader as well as a temporal leader for the people, and to teach them how to follow the religion which God gave to all of His prophets and completed in the Prophet Muhammad, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon them all. And as I said, this final reading for today is a list of names. So, but this is a list of the silsila, of the lineage that starts with the past and it moves up through the centuries into the present. So, the silsila of the guide. And it starts. The Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Qasim Muhammad ibn Abd Allah ibn Abd al-Muttalib ibn Hashim. That's the Prophet. 570 to 632. Amir al-Mu'minin Ali ibn Abu Talib died in 661. Ibn al-Hasan ibn Ali died in 670. Abu Muhammad Jabir al-Mahsur, Sayyid al-Ghazwani, Muhammad Fathul Sud, Sidi Sa'ad, Abu Muhammad Sa'id al-Safi, Abu al-Qasim Ahmad al-Marwani, Abu Rishaq Ibrahim al-Basri, Zain ad-Din al-Kazwini, Muhammad Shams ad-Din al-Siwasi, Muhammad Taj ad-Din, Nur ad-Din Abu'l-Hasan Ali, Fakhir ad-Din, Taqi ad-Din al-Fakir, Abdurrahman Rattar al-Madani al-Zayat, Abdurrahman ibn Mashish from 1140 to 1227, Abul Hasan al-Yashduli from 1196 to 1258, Abdul Abbas Ahmed al-Mursi 1219 to 1287, Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Atala Askandari, died in 1309. Dawood al-Bahila, Muhammad Bahr al-Safa, Ali ibn Uwafa, 1301 to 1363. Yahya al-Karafi, Ahmad ibn Ubka al-Hadrami, Ahmad al-Zaruk, 1442 to 1493. Ibrahim al-Faham, Ali as-San Haji al-Duwari, Abdurrahman al-Mahdub, died in 1568. Yusuf al-Fasi, 1530 to 1604. Abdurrahman al-Fasi, 1631 to 1685. Muhammad ibn Abdul al-Kabir, Qasim al-Khassas, Ahmad ibn Abdul al-Fasi, Ali al-Jamal al-Amrani al-Mulkabil, al-Arabi ibn Ahman ibn Abdullah al-Darakawi, Abu Abdullah Muhammad ibn Hamza Zafir al-Madani, Ali Nuruddin al-Yashruti, 1793 to 1898, Ibrahim ibn Ali Nuruddin, Sidi Muhammad al-Hashimi al-Tilmisan, from 1880 to 1961, Abdurrahman al-Shaghuri, 1912 to 2004. Sidi Abdurrahman Abu Rissas of Syria, died in 1973. And Sidi Sheikh Muhammad Sayyid al-Jamal Arafai, born in 1935. Alhamdulillah, that's a shorter reading today, and we'll pick up the next reading with a chapter entitled In God is the Pure Religion. It'll be a much longer reading. Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.